Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
God gave me a Ferrari because I am a Ferrari. You're a Ferrari too.
When God made you, he had all the options put on. You are fully loaded and totally equipped.
So do this with me.
Where did we ever come up with the style of preaching we have today? There is some entertaining preaching, but not convicting preaching, and the legacy has been tragic.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio. It's Witness Wednesday at Georgia Tech. And there's a young man who's sitting in the shade who's actually looking at a DVD cover. And I wonder, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Hey, young man, can I sit next to you and chat with you for a moment on the radio while you're sitting and enjoying the shade?
Yeah, sure.
Is that all right? All right, what year are you here at Georgia Tech?
I'm a grad student. I'm actually in
What are you doing here?
Yeah,
get out of
year.
Here.
I'm trying.
What do you mean? Oh, so you're a grad, but have you graduated?
No. No.
Oh, so you got one more year to go.
Yeah.
And what do you want to do when you grow up?
Hopefully work for a research and development company.
To develop what?
Polymers, coatings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Over my head. So plastic stuff
To
do what with it?
Whatever is needed to be done.
You like making little chemical things move around.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You
exactly.
like that. What's with the movie Good, Bad, and the Ugly?
It's just some movies I picked up in case the weather is bad this weekend and I have to stay indoors.
Yeah.
So.
Show me what you got. Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Some classics. Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Uh-huh.
And then Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Wow, classic. An oldie.
Yeah.
He was a war hero. Do you know that?
I did, yeah.
Pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
All right, I want to go back to Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Okay.
All right, here's my question for you. Ready? Which one are you? The good, the bad, or the ugly?
I think I still need some time to determine that.
Really?
Hopefully the good, but I don't know. Could be the bad. Possibly the ugly, too. I don't know.
All right. So how do you know which you are? What's the test?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I know the answer.
What's that?
Perfection.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the test?
Yeah.
If you're good or bad?
Yeah.
All right. How's about the Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that a good test?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the test.
Okay.
How many lies have you told in your life? Good person.
Quite a bit. Quite a bit.
Okay, so if you've told quite a bit of lies, if I told quite a bit of lies, what name would you give to me?
A liar.
All right. How many things have you stolen in your life?
Some, I guess.
All right. What does that make you?
A stealer.
If you're from Pittsburgh, otherwise you'd be a?
A thief. Yeah, okay.
Let's try this one. Lusting.
Uh-huh.
Looking at a woman, sexual thoughts, sexual desire.
Yeah.
How many times today?
Probably a few.
Alrighty. So you're a luster at heart. You're an adulterer at heart. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Alright. How's about as a child? Were you a good child? Were you a perfect child? Or were you naughty like the rest of us?
I had my times that I was naughty, I guess. Yeah. Overall, hopefully good, but...
Yeah. Alright, so there's four commandments right there.
Okay.
Alright, by your own admission, you're a liar, you're a thief, an adulterer at heart who is a naughty kid.
Yeah.
Okay, are you good, bad, or ugly?
Guess bad, but I mean it depends on who you're comparing to. So
well, we just did the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, but only one person was ever able to, you know, satisfy perfection. So
and that person was
Jesus Christ. So I mean, if you're comparing just to one person, then yeah, everybody's bad. But I think, you know, overall, there's a different test that, you know, humans can.
What would the test be?
I mean, I guess that would be the ultimate test to be perfection, but in real life, we're not made to be perfect, so...
Okay, let's say, right now, God drops that crane on your head, kills you, you die. Boom!
Correct.
You're transported right before the throne room of God.
Uh-huh.
He's on the bench. He is the just judge of all the world.
Yeah.
And he opens up the books on you. All right?
Okay.
So he knows everything you've thought, everything you've done. He knows everything you've failed to do.
Right.
The books are open on you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be innocent or guilty before God?
We'd be guilty, but hopefully he would, you know, I've done enough that his grace would provide for a little, you know, to make up for the things that I haven't done.
Let me share this thought with you.
Okay.
If a criminal said that to a judge,
uh-huh.
Let's go back to an earthly courtroom.
Yeah.
Pretty good parallel here.
Uh-huh.
And the criminal said, okay, judge, I know that I've fill in the blank with the crime.
Right.
I've murdered, I've stolen, whatever. I beat up the dog or whatever it is.
Okay.
But I gave $20 to the Red Cross and I helped a little old lady across the street.
Mm-hmm.
The judge would probably scratch his head and say, that has nothing to do with this court case.
Correct.
your good deeds or what you think are good deeds mm-hmm. have no bearing on the case. And furthermore, you're trying to persuade me and almost bribe me with your good deeds.
Correct. Yeah.
So let's go back to the heavenly courtroom.
Well, hopefully, you know, yes, we're not going to be able to do every good deed in this world, but the ones that we don't do and that we should get punished for, I think that's what Jesus Christ came here and was able to the die on the sin for our sins, so that he kind of paid some of that penalties for us. But still, at the same time, we do have to do as much as we can. You know, what that standard is, I don't think we know. I mean, that's why you got to try to do as much as you can, but...
Let me run this by you.
Okay.
See what you think of this. All right.
Yeah.
And this is going to be very, very harsh up front.
Yeah.
So just be patient with me, because I would suggest to you that the resolution is better than the one maybe you're wrestling with right now.
Okay.
All right. There is nothing inside of you that is presently good before God. Just hang in there with me.
Okay.
All right. It's called total depravity.
Uh-huh.
Now, it doesn't mean that you don't ever do a nice thing or a good thing
uh-huh.
or a helpful thing for society.
Okay.
But here's the problem. Your members, your motives, your thoughts, your desires, everything about you is tainted with sin.
Okay.
Okay. So imagine it. Maybe this is kind of a rough parallel.
Mm-hmm.
Adolf Hitler, we all agree, evil, wicked, rotten guy.
Yeah.
Right? Adolf Hitler brings a dozen roses to a woman and says, "Here, look what," to a Jewish woman.
Okay.
He murdered everybody in her family and says, "Here is a dozen roses."
Yeah.
What an offering that would be, huh? The roses are beautiful. They're very nice. They smell beautiful.
Yeah.
But they're coming from Adolf Hitler.
Correct.
You do nice things.
Mm-hmm.
You do good things. But they're coming from a guy who's corrupt. I'm not calling you Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you offer something to God and say, "Look at the good deeds I've done."
Mm-hmm.
To him, they're not good at all, because they're coming from this guy who's at heart wicked and corrupt.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
That's pretty harsh, isn't it?
It is, but I believe at the same time that, you know, as a human being that believes in God and Christ, that, you know, there's the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So, and the Spirit can live within us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, this earthly body we have, I think, is corrupt because it's made of this world, but there's a Spirit that does live inside of us that has... you know, good inside it that can overcome the evil tendencies that our body has.
Right.
But, you know.
I agree with that.
Okay.
But the question is, how does that Spirit get into you? Here's what I think mm-hmm. where a lot of people stumble on the whole Christian religion idea.
Okay.
They get out of the starting blocks wrong.
Yeah.
When I asked you if you're a good person, a bad person, or an ugly person, you were trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Here's what the Bible says. We are all by nature sinful
yeah.
and corrupt and unclean. All of our righteous deeds are like filthy rags.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody falls short of God's standard.
Correct.
So God looks down at us from his vantage point,
yeah.
comparing us to himself, which is perfection,
mm-hmm.
which is revealed in the Ten Commandments. And he looks at us and we are wicked, awful people.
Yeah.
And there is nothing we can do that is pleasing to him in and of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And until an individual arrives at that place where they agree with that, not only am I not good, I am wicked, awful, bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're starting in the wrong place.
Okay.
Because once you get to that point, then all of a sudden that idea of Jesus Christ, the God-man, like you rightly said, the Trinity, you got that exactly right,
yeah.
dying for somebody like me is suddenly almost makes you want to gasp for air, because the fact that God would do that for a sinner like me
yeah.
is beyond my comprehension. And then when we come to him lowly and broken, confessing and turning from our sins and putting our trust in Jesus,
yeah.
without confessing any goodness of our own, but calling out to God for mercy, he then takes the goodness of Jesus, gets credited to your account too.
Okay.
So not only will you be seen as not guilty when you repent and trust the Savior,
mm-hmm.
but you'll be credited with the righteousness of Jesus Christ himself.
Mm-hmm.
You will be seen as holy and righteous before God. So that any goodness that we have is because of what Jesus did and nothing that we do.
Uh-huh.
That way, he gets all the credit.
Uh-huh.
And he gets all the praise and he gets all the glory. Because if it's something that you kind of do and he makes up the rest,
yeah.
it's kind of a Mormon idea
yeah.
or a Catholic idea. You don't do your best and Jesus does the rest. You've done nothing but
yeah.
bad and Jesus has done it all.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that way, Jesus gets all the credit for everything.
Uh-huh.
All right, now here's my question for
okay.
you. That question I asked about being good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah.
It's a really important question.
Okay.
And it's kind of a loaded one, and maybe you weren't thinking in these terms.
Yeah.
But it's my experience, and I think the Bible backs this up. If a man thinks that he's good, he has not yet been saved.
Correct. Yeah.
Because you got to come to bed recognizing you're bad and ugly.
Uh-huh.
So my question for you, young man,
uh-huh,
have you come to God confessing you're bad and ugly, there's nothing good in and of yourself, and you've turned from your sins and you've put your trust in Jesus? Have you done that?
I have.
When did you do that?
I did it, I guess you could say, about teenage years. I was 15.
Yeah.
And I went to a camp, and basically, you know, I grew up in church, so... you know, I knew I thought I was a Christian, but then I think that's the time I decided, you know, it's more than just something you read in words. And so
it's true.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you been living for the Lord since that time?
No,
not sin perfection.
No, yeah, not,
okay,
perfection.
It's not perfection.
Yeah.
We still sin plenty.
Yes. But yes, overall, yes.
Okay. Maybe just examine your heart, yeah, see what's going on. It's good to do a little checkup, mm-hmm, once in a while.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Hey,
enjoy
thanks
it.
For the chat.
Thank you.
Enjoy the flicks.
Okay.
Good choices, man. All right. Hey, see you. Enjoy
all
the
right.
shade.
All right,
see
thanks.
Ya. It's Witness Wednesday here at Georgia Tech on Wretched Radio.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. It might buy you a soft drink, but what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. And when you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, understand this, you're not just giving money. You're preaching the gospel to a student at Georgia Tech. You're discipling the young man struggling with pornography, and you're equipping a pastor in a small rural church. And the work, it's nowhere near finished. The fields are white for harvest, and your monthly partnership makes it all possible. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting FortisInstitute.org. That's FortisInstitute.org, because when faithful people give faithfully, the gospel advances powerfully. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Master's University in Southern California, beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that plus... The Master's University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Master's University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know what's remarkable? Currently, right now, at this present time, there are over 4 million podcasts in production. And something unexpected has happened. Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Now, we're not here to shout from the rooftops about rankings. We're actually here because truth matters. For 25 years, we've been steadfast. First as Wretched Radio, then as Gospel Partners Media, now standing firm as Fortis Institute. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Krotz, Libby Glosson, real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app. Completely free. Hundreds of hours of content already there. Absolutely free. Download it. Use it. Share it. And then partner with us at FortisInstitute.org, because we truly believe the church deserves better. FortisInstitute.org.
Books of the Bible. The Apostle Peter wrote to the elect exiles who were facing persecution for the sake of Christ. Peter exhorted them to trust God and to continue living godly lives. He reminds them of their hope in Christ and their high calling. When you want to learn joyful obedience, no matter what your circumstances, look to 1 Peter. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
We're at summer session here at Georgia Tech, and there's a few kids around, not a ton, but there are enough. Let's see who we can find to talk to. All right, there's a dude listening to his... Hey, dude, where are you going right now?
I'm going to Student Center.
I want to ask you a question, one question, all right? Do you believe in Easter? That's the question.
I believe in Easter.
Yeah.
I'm Catholic, so yeah, I believe in it. You talking about the bunny thing and all that?
Well, how do you define it? What is Easter? The bunny thing and all that?
No, I'm saying, like, that to me is just mostly commercial, so people just make it money.
Okay, then the religious part of it.
The religious part of it? It's just supposed to be like the resurrection of Jesus.
That is correct, sir. Yes, sir.
So, I mean, just celebrate it. I mean,
But do you believe in it?
Do I believe in it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, I mean, I wouldn't be Catholic if I didn't believe in it. All right.
So why do you believe in it?
Why do I believe in it? I don't know. I guess it's just faith.
Well, what's the point? Tell me, why should I believe in Easter? You believe in Easter, I hear. So why should I believe in Easter?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. I was told this when I was very young, and then I still believe it to this day. It's just something I really can't explain. I believe it's true. And, you know, I respect everybody else's faith, but I still... believe
what,
it, you
okay,
know,
what's the, what was the point? Why? What was going on there?
Well,
okay, so the idea is Jesus.
The idea is like, yeah, that he saved everybody from their sins and everything, and that's the whole point of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially what it is. There's no simpler way to say it.
Okay. So everybody is forgiven because he died.
Essentially, that's what the holiday is about.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Like Buddhists and Hindus and.
Everybody? Well, in my opinion, I don't care what your walk of life is. I think that you're forgiven. So, I mean, as long as you lead a good life, you know. You don't. I have a little bit more of a liberal view of Catholicism in that sense. I don't think that if you're not Christian that you go to hell. So,
have you been living a good moral life?
No.
So what is
I mean, that? I try, but you know. There's a few things, like, you know, have a couple of drinks every now and then. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, I mean, I try. You know, I think everybody does.
What about lying?
What about lying?
How good are you in that department?
Have you told what kind of lie?
A lie.
Sometimes I lie to mess with people.
Well, you know the type I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm pretty honest person, you know.
Or just say something, you know, hey, I can't come over because I'm busy, but you're just sitting there watching TV. You know, lying.
Yeah. Most of the time, they're pretty justified, though, so I don't really have too much in that department.
How do you justify it? I'm curious.
How do I justify lying?
Okay, so let's say I ask you a question. Do I look fat in these shorts? Like, you know, like a woman would say, do I look fat?
If it's a woman, that changes everything, though. Because then, you know, you got a lie to her, you know. Cause,
why? Why don't you just tell her the truth?
Because women are sensitive,
for the most part. Here's what I think. I think that we tell lies in a case like that, not to protect the woman, but to protect us from the woman when we tell the truth.
Oh.
That's what I think.
Well, that's kind of what
think,
it is.
Yeah, so I still think it's a lie, but you've told lies to get out of trouble or to make yourself look better, exaggerate a story.
Of course, everybody's right, tried to talk to their parents and just said, hey, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, I wasn't doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. I was just at the party, you know, I was just there, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about stealing? Have you stolen anything?
Nah.
You sure?
Really. Other than music.
Yeah. Well... That counts?
It counts, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, most of the stuff that I do, if I respect something enough, I'll usually buy it. But if it's something that's really not worth the money that I think they're putting on that little price tag, I'm not going to buy it.
Well, that's like walking into a store and saying, you know, I don't think those Ray-Ban sunglasses on top of your head are worth it. I'm going to steal them.
True. But these are actually, like, well-made and everything. I mean,
I see.
I produce music myself, so I can tell when someone hasn't taken the time to do something. So if I don't think it's worth my money, and I know they're still making, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't have any problem with it.
Sound like a socialist. Let's try this one. Have you ever looked at a woman with lust?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not pure. That's not leading a moral life, right?
Yeah, of course not.
Because Jesus said
it. Like, look at that one right there. Like, you know.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Do you know each other?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. Hey, let me ask you a question about this guy. We're trying to determine if he's led a moral life. What would you say?
Dude, I told
that
you.
It wasn't encouraging at all.
I would tell you no.
Why are you laughing at him?
Well,
you have beautiful teeth, by the way.
Thank you.
Why do you laugh at his lack of morality? You know him, do you?
Well, yes. Well, let's take this example. There is a organization function. It was like a supposed to be a poetry kind of like a poetry jam type event. You're supposed to bring, you know, fresh ideas, poems, or
that was fine.
Or some music, like ideas like that. This guy sat up on stage with a cup of rum.
It was whiskey.
Okay, whiskey.
Get the facts straight, ma'am. It was whiskey.
He had a cup of alcohol and sat there and made the audience create a like a hook to a song.
Got it.
I mean,
it was like a standard routine, but instead I was getting the audience involved.
It was a catchy hook.
All right. So on the morality scale, not a 10. Is that correct?
Not a 10. Right. I'm like a 5.
Okay, so but you said before.
I said I'd try.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I
said. Four.
Radio.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. How do you get your teeth that white? Honestly.
I don't know. I use whitening products.
That would explain it.
Pro Health. I do not.
That would explain it. Don't put a light on those. You'll blind somebody. They're beautiful.
Crest.
Oh, Crest. Okay, thanks very much. Okay, okay. So here's what you said to me before.
Yeah, I know. I said that I try.
Just kind of go to heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, but
I say if you lead a moral life, I'm not saying that I'm going to heaven.
Where are you
going? I never said that. I don't know. Like, I believe in purgatory, first of all, but I'm not even sure if I'm going to go there.
There's no place as purgatory. There's heaven, there's hell.
There's heaven, there's hell. I'll probably go to hell. Probably. At this point in my life. Hmm. So if I just died, like, right now, that's probably what would happen.
You'd go to hell.
Probably.
You're a risk taker, then.
Yeah, I'm living on the edge. But,
you are.
You know, I mean, every day I try to make an improvement and stuff. I'm not that bad, but...
Okay,
I mean,
let me ask you this. If, let's just say, starting today, you cleaned up your act, you were perfectly moral for the rest of your life, you still have a whole lot of immorality to give an accounting for, correct?
Yeah, you can say that.
All right, so let's say you died in 20 years after being moral from this day forward.
Well, I mean, is like the immorality, is that like some nuclear thing? Does it have a half-life or something like that?
I don't think so. You know, the crime, the guilt doesn't go away. You know, sometimes they catch these guys from World War II and they're like 95 years old. They still put them in jail because... time doesn't make guilt go away.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, you're talking about the difference between... Well, I don't think... the law would be different. I don't think the law really defines... the law is not God, so you know what I'm saying?
But like, God, but God is the law.
God is like the... I believe he's like the... it's a different... It's not the law that we have here.
It's a higher
and
law.
I'm not saying to disobey the law either. I'm just saying that when someone gets arrested, that doesn't mean that they don't feel bad for what they did, even if they get arrested at 95. But that's the law. So you'll get arrested if you, right. like, you know.
Right. So if you get arrested, God arrests your heart, and you die, and you stand before him, and he opens up the books on your life, what is God, the just judge of the whole universe, what's he going to do with you? What must he do with you?
I mean, I'd probably, it'd probably be just like court of law. I'd probably try to make my case and everything.
Okay, make your case. Go. What do you got?
What do I got?
You're guilty. He's seen the
lusting. I never killed nobody. I never killed
anybody. Have you ever been angry with somebody?
Yeah, but we've always made up.
Okay, but you're a murderer at heart. If you just,
I'm a murderer at heart.
When you yell at somebody, you flip them off, you call them a bad name.
True.
Okay, what's your next offense?
What's my next offense?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I've never really done anything too bad. Like, I've never...
Have you ever lusted?
Yeah,
somewhat. Have you ever lied? Have you ever stolen?
Yes, right? Yeah.
Okay, all of those things, those are bad things.
Yes.
Because that's his laws.
That's
true. God is the law. So what's he going to do
But
with
we believe in, at least in Catholicism, we believe in different levels of sin. And, like, some of them we call mortal sins. So that's, like, murder and, stealing to the extent of, like, let's say you go to the store and just, like, rob a bank or something like that.
You
put people in danger. And then we have something called venial sins. But those are supposed to be, you can forgive those, basically.
Okay, but here's the problem, though. No matter how you want to categorize them, they're an awful offense before God. And the Bible says all liars will have their part in a lake of fire.
True.
I will not hold him blameless who takes my name in vain. So if you've ever used God's name in a bad way, he's gonna deal with you, and he's gonna give you what you deserve.
That's true. I expect that. And if he's gonna do that, he'll send me to hell. I expect that. But I'm a sinner, so some of the things I do, I can't.
I got 1 minute left with you.
All right.
Here's what I want to tell you. Please listen carefully.
All right.
You're right. He's gonna send you to hell, but that's not his desire. He wants to save you.
Yeah.
But he can't just forgive your sins. Otherwise, he won't be just. So in order to forgive your sins and to rescue a wicked guy like you and me, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to take the punishment that you and I deserve. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead the third day, defeating death.
Mm-hmm.
On the cross, he said, it is finished. And if you, young man, will repent and put your trust in him, you don't go to a man in a box, you repent.
Yeah.
You call out to him for mercy, and you put your trust in his son and him alone, no other worldview. He says he'll take the goodness of Jesus and he'll credit it to your account, and all of your sins, past, present, and future, will be completely forgiven, and he'll grant you everlasting life. Nothing you do merits his favor. Everything Jesus did does. But in order for you to, if you will, access that, you need to repent.
Yeah.
Confess, forsake your sins, put your trust in him, and he promises all of your sins forgiven and the righteousness of Jesus credited to your account. Then when you die, you'll go to heaven, not because of what you've done, but because of what Jesus did. And that way he gets all the credit. No purgatory.
Yeah.
It's heaven, it's hell. All Jesus right. either died to forgive you or not. Think about it, okay?
All right.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
We're at Georgia Tech. It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.